Memorial Meeting Remembers Bernard Room. This memorial is to celebrate the memory of Bernard Room, not just to mourn. National Shop Stewards Network Chair Rob Williams told 120 people from all parts of the UK at a memorial meeting on the 25th of March to remember Bernard, who passed away in early January. He was a long-standing member of the Militant and Socialist Party for over three decades, and played a leading role in the Communication Workers Union, CWU, including on its Executive Council, and as part Swansea Trade Union Council. Speakers brought Bernard's history in the socialist, labour, and trade union movement to life with emotional and inspiring speeches and contributions. Tony Kearns, CWU Senior Deputy General Secretary, reminded the meeting that it was Bernard who moved the union's opposition to Blair's bloody Iraq War. Andy Kerr, the union's Telecoms Deputy General Secretary, also spoke. Indispensable role. Jeff Richards and Alan Lloyd remembered his indispensable role in his CWU branch, and Ronnie Job talked about his leadership of Swansea Trade Union Council. Swansea Socialist Party organiser Alec Thraves told the meeting about Bernard's contribution to taking on the right wing at Wales Trade Union Congress. But above all, he was a revolutionary socialist. This determined his approach to trade unionism and the working class, such as in the magnificent anti-poll tax movement in which Bernard played a key role in Wales. This was a meeting of comrades, friends, and family. Bernard's two daughters and grandson listened to the speeches. His fiancée and former CWU National Officer Grace bravely ended the meeting with an emotional but funny tribute. As others had said, he was honest, headstrong and didn't suffer fools, but was usually right. He made many of us better trade unionists. The financial appeal reflected this sentiment, by raising over £1,200.